Now, here is the inconsistency problem that Mr. Soros, like so many Democrats, displays. Given his personal history, a cynical person might think George Soros would be delighted to see the Nazis in charge, because in 1944, when the Germans invaded his native country, Hungary, and took over, Mr. Soros hid the fact that he's a Jew. You can't really blame him for that.
No.
About survival. A lot of people did it. But then he apparently very cheerfully and willingly went to work for the Nazis as other Jews were being killed or shipped off to the death camps. He ran around Hungary with Nazi officials serving eviction notices to people who were going to be shipped out on the death trains His Nazi buddies could come in and confiscate their property. Now, if you doubt this, any whiny liberals who say, well, I heard that on a conservative program, they had to have made it up. Just do a little internet search of your own. Go to Yahoo or Google or whatever you want and write in George Soros plus the word Nazis plus 1944. Take a look. See what comes up. See for yourself.
So you're saying that the Nazis didn't hold a gun to his head, saying that you will do this?
You have to. He just kind of complied willingly, yes. I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In order to further his own career and his survival. Survival.
I wouldn't argue about trying to survive, but still, well, you know.
Yeah.
And he has admitted this, by the way. He went on, I think it was Press the Meat with Tim Russert, and admitted it. So,
but that was years ago, and a long time ago.
That's old news.
Yeah.
That's old news now. But you know, do with it whatever you want. But this is something his left wing political proteges, I guarantee you, will not be speaking about.
And you know what? It doesn't seem to slow them down when it comes to taking his money, does it? Even though that money may be tainted.
No.